We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The House passed that resolution condemning President Trump's tweets.
Let's go to CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy for our usual conversation at this time. So, Stephen, what happened?
Well, fellas, the House Speaker was on the floor, essentially arguing for the passage of the resolution. She urged colleagues on both sides of the aisle to support it. And Pelosi knew that she'd be walking right up to a line because she essentially said as much after she finished her remarks. She said she cleared them in advance with the parliamentarian of the House. But Republicans blew a procedural whistle because what among the things that Pelosi said, she called the, quote, comments from the White House disgraceful and disgusting. She said these comments are racist. And that's when Doug Collins, the ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee, objected, accused Pelosi of breaking the rules of decorum. And how is that? Well, there's a longstanding precedent going back to the mid-1980s that says that you can't use the word racist to impugn the motives of either another member of the House or the president and vice president. And this stopped the show in the House of Representatives for about an hour and 45 minutes. In fact, the Speaker pro tem, Emanuel Cleaver, threw the gavel down in frustration and abandoned the chair because he didn't want to have to enforce the rule. Well, Steny Hoyer, the majority leader, did take the chair, upheld the precedent, said that characterizing an action of the president as racist is not in order, and so the Speaker's words were taken down. But a Republican bid to strike Pelosi's words from the record failed on a party line vote, and it took another full vote along party lines to restore Pelosi's right to speak yesterday, because once your words are taken down, the old rule says you're not allowed to speak again for the rest of the legislative day.
Yeah.
But in the end, the resolution passed largely along party lines, though four Republicans did cross the aisle to support the resolution.
But the president is still tweeting this morning. He's still going after these women of color in the House.
Yeah, well, he says the Democrats in Congress, so these are his words from his tweet this morning, are getting nothing done. Not on drug pricing, not on immigration, not on infrastructure, not on nothing. And he talks about the witch hunt and the fishing expedition, and this is all about the investigation. A week from today, we expect that Robert Mueller will testify. And today, the House of Representatives will vote on another resolution that actually sends contempt charges to the Justice Department against the Attorney General and the Secretary of Commerce for their failure to disclose documents having to do with the administration's push for a citizenship question on the census. Expected to go nowhere, this Justice Department is highly unlikely to bring two cabinet secretaries into court.
Stephen Portnoy from Washington, but you are a Jersey guy, Stephen. So I'm wondering if you can tell us what you think the most educated town in New Jersey is. I just saw a list.
It's my hometown. My hometown is South Brunswick.
South Brunswick. No, you didn't make the list. Sorry.
Well, All right. Princeton, Paul? Nearby.
Princeton, shockingly, did not make the list either.
I'm going to say Westfield.
That's on the list.
All right.
But it's not number one.
Okay.
I wonder which is.
This
we're going to find out
next.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.